Members of the varsity team lead a group of kindergartners and first graders through a routine they just taught them. I take a few moments after the cheer to ask the young students what they think cheerleaders do.
You do different motions to music.
When did you start learning how to do this?
About 15 minutes ago.
Later, I watched two varsity cheerleaders teach a girl how to do a cartwheel.
Okay, stay sideways, okay?
You gotta face me.
Yeah, face him, right? So you step, arm.
You're facing me.
There you go.
Sideways.
And then you
gotta
land like this.
Good job!
The young student feels like her moves need some work. What's your name?
Alyssa.
What's it like learning how to cartwheel?
It's kind of hard for me, but it's also really fun. Like every time I try to do it, even at home, I always crash my fall.
Which is how students learn one of the first rules of any sport or skill: you need to practice. During their demonstration, the varsity team shows how important that is.
That stunt group, 20 push-ups.
That's the sound of some cheerleaders not quite catching another student on her way down. And that's okay, because there's a mat beneath them now, but it won't be there when it's game time, which is why Coach Jenny Casquejo has a consequence ready for when her team does drop someone.
They do the push-ups because they need to learn that they need to catch themselves, they need to catch each other, and safety's first, so if they need to take it seriously or we'll have an injury. They know these stunts, sometimes they get nervous, but they need to remember to stay tight because it is dangerous and we don't want anybody to get hurt.
She says cheerleading teaches students teamwork.
Especially in stunting, everybody has to work together. No one person is more important in a stunt group. You have to build some trust. It also teaches like hard work, because we practice every single day. The only day we have off is on Sunday, so it teaches dedication.
And they'll need a lot of practice before taking part in the state competition in Anchorage. Casquejo says two boys joined the squad this year, which means they'll participate in the co-ed division.
They've made the team and they've worked hard ever since, so I'm really happy to have boys on the team. They have to come to practice every day. They are held to the same standards. They have to work hard. And they do, and the only difference is at the games, they usually have a megaphone, so they don't do all the moves. But at practice, they have to do all the moves.
All 12 varsity team members are volunteering with the campers today. Annika Vure is one of them and says this is her first year cheerleading. She says learning can be difficult at first.
Because you have to learn to be loud and happy 24/7, especially at a game, so.
Are you a shy person?
Yeah, that's kind of why I joined anyway, because I gotta get out of my comfort zone sometimes.
So along with teamwork and dedication, cheerleading may teach students to speak just a little louder in class. The group is actively fundraising for their travel costs, which Casquejo estimates will be around $3,000. They held the polar bear plunge several weeks ago and are planning a bake sale in the near future. If all goes well, they'll fly out in March, fully funded. I'm Kayla Deroche.